Ted clasped his bony arms around his even bonier knees and gazed across the lawn at Broad Street. It was growing dark now. Bobby's favorite part of the evening had arrived. The cars that passed had their parking lights on. And from somewhere on Asher Avenue, Mrs. Sigsby was calling for her twins to come in and get their supper. At this time of day, and at dawn, as he stood in the bathroom, urinating into the bowl with sunshine falling through the little window and into his half-open eyes, Bobby felt like a dream in someone else's head. "Where'd you live before you came here, Mr. Ted?" "A place that wasn't as nice," he said.
"Nowhere near as nice."
"How long have you lived here, Bobby?"
"Long as I can remember, since my dad died when I was 3.
"And you know everyone on the street, on this block of the street anyway?"
"Pretty much, yeah."
"You'd know strangers, sojourners, faces of those unknown?" Bobby smiled and nodded. "I think so." He waited to see where this would lead next. It was interesting, but apparently this was as far as it went. Ted stood up, slowly and carefully. Bobby could hear little bones creak in his back when he put his hands around there and stretched, grimacing.
"Come on," he said. "It's getting chilly. I'll go in with you. Your key or mine?"
Bobby smiled. "You better start breaking in your own, don't you think?" Ted, it was getting easier to think of him as Ted, pulled a key ring from his pocket. The only keys on it were the one which opened the big front door and the one to his room. Both were shiny and new, the color of bandit gold. Bobby's own 2 keys were scratched and dull. How old was Ted, he wondered again. 60 at least, a 60-year-old man? With only 2 keys in his pocket? That was weird. Ted opened the front door, and they went into the big, dark foyer with its umbrella stand and its old painting of Lewis and Clark looking out across the American West. Bobby went to the door of the Garfield apartment, and Ted went to the stairs. He paused there for a moment with his hand on the banister. "The Simak book is a great story," he said. "It's not such great writing, though. Not bad, I don't mean to say that, but take it from me, there is better." Bobby waited.